Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, we can expect at least a few widely scattered showers today as onshore winds off of the Atlantic and east wind, in other words, continues. Not quite as strong as yesterday and not quite as much moisture as available as yesterday. So we'll see the showers even more widely scattered today. And they were scattered yesterday, although just about every major reporting station in Duval County at least had measurable rain. So there's something to be said for that. The amounts, though, only ranging from about a tenth up to a quarter of an inch overall in general. Now, there were some spots, especially St. John's and Clay County, that did manage a half inch or more of rain, but most spots did not see that generous of rainfall. And, of course, we remain overall still very dry. And, by the way, we did manage to just touch 90 degrees at the International Airport yesterday at 11:30 in the morning. And then the showers moved in and started to cool things. Other areas stayed lower because the showers developed a little bit earlier in the day, more to the east. But that made it the 97th 90-degree day of the year in Jacksonville. And so the beat goes on, I guess. And you know what? We're not done with 90 degrees yet. We'll be generally in the mid to upper 80s today. Tomorrow and Friday, though, will be very close to 90 and may very well see and should see a few inland spots that manage to get to 90 degrees. And there will still be an easterly wind, so beaches will have a tendency to be several degrees lower, but mainly dry again by tomorrow and Friday. Then as we head into your weekend, the easterly flow continues off of the ocean and becomes a little bit stronger on Saturday and Sunday, so that will increase the rip current risk again just in time for the weekend, unfortunately. But otherwise, it will also keep temperatures down some. Highs will range from the low 80s at the beaches to the mid-80s inland for Saturday and Sunday. A widely scattered afternoon shower Saturday, a few showers Sunday. But again, it doesn't look like it'll be anything close to a washout, and there should be plenty of dry hours over the weekend. In the tropics, we continue to track Lorenzo moving near the Azores early this morning, continuing to the northeast and becoming a large tropical ocean storm, rather losing its tropical characteristics. But boy, tremendous seas continue on the east side of the circulation of Lorenzo. 40 to 50 foot seas will batter Ireland and Great Britain of all places as this storm slows and turns sharply toward the east into Ireland and then starts to weaken over Great Britain and then dissipates over Western Europe. But quite a storm for Ireland in particular. Becomes weaker as it heads into Great Britain. This is not rare, not unheard of, but it's not real common either, especially to stay this strong, although it's losing its tropical characteristics as it moves into the northeastern Atlantic. As far as the rest of the tropics are concerned, we have a little area of disturbed weather over the central Atlantic, far to the south of Bermuda, headed to the east-northeast. Any development would be slow, and it's moving away out over open ocean, so no big deal there. Potentially of more concern is an area of disturbed weather near Jamaica that's been persistent over the northern Caribbean, drifting to the west-northwest. There may be some long-term potential here as we head toward the weekend and early next week, so that'll be a disturbance to keep an eye on because the pattern over the U.S. will become such that that could get pushed north and then northeast in time. Still very early on this, but it's not at all uncommon to see October development in or near the Caribbean or the Gulf of Mexico and then for it to be pushed or pulled northward as the jet stream starts to become more active this time of year. Always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. And I've posted in the Burrish blog the averages for October as we've turned the calendars now. And also some of the info on 90-degree days, how many we've had compared to average, which is 82 is the average, and versus the record, which is 114 90-degree days. We won't get there, at least this year, and how it compares to past years. And the rainfall, the wet season that didn't end up so wet, especially toward the end here during the last 4 or 5 weeks. That's it. The Burrish blog, WOKV.com, and ActionNewsJax.com as well. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.